We'll give you only two examples. In the 1960s, a journalist came to see me sometime in 1965. He said, "Kwame Ture, I guess you're very happy with Johnson." I was a little bit confused. I thought he was talking about Johnson from Ebony Magazine. You know, I could imagine. I didn't understand why, but I thought, well, at least maybe the same color. But in further discussion, he was talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. "You mean President Johnson?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Me?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1965. I said, "Yes, he did." He said, "So he must be happy." I said, "It's true, he signed it. But while he was signing this bill, the mass of my people were tearing this country up. He better hurry up and sign something." If you're not careful, you'll be thanking Lyndon Baines Johnson and not thanking the masses of your people who make all progress possible. I'll give you one other example, and here we will not use analysis, just facts. You are told in your history books that the Civil War was fought to abolish slavery. Of course, that's a lie. The cause of the war was slavery, but the war was never fought to abolish slavery. We are told that Abraham Lincoln freed us. Another lie. In the very beginning, Lincoln himself said, "Half slave, half free, all slave, all free. I don't care how I get it, I just want the Union together." If one would look only at the statistical information, one would see the correctness of our position here. The war started in 1861. Abraham Lincoln did not issue the Emancipation Proclamation until 1863. And we might add in passing that in all of the world's history, the slaves in America were the only slaves who were ever freed without any compensation at all. The only ones in all of history. If you look through all of history, anywhere slaves or serfs were freed, they had compensation. We were the only ones who were freed without